the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Lawson. The Missourian reports the City of Columbia issued a draft agreement with Bird Scooters today that would establish regulations on the electric scooters. The 13-page agreement would establish a lot of rules for riders, including requiring helmets, staying off sidewalks, and more strict parking enforcement. The agreement would require Bird to pay a one-time regulatory fee of $10,000 within 30 days. Bird also would have to pay an additional $1 per day for every scooter operated in the city to defray any costs Columbia incurs. An ordinance authorizing the agreement is scheduled for introduction at the City Council's next meeting on November 5th. It will be up for council and public discussion on November 19th. Missouri's incumbent state auditor is seeking a full term on November 6th. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on Auditor Nicole Galloway's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
Galloway became auditor in 2015 after Tom Schweik's suicide. As she runs against Republican Sandra McDowell, she's emphasizing her work pointing out issues in local and state government. The Democratic official is also sounding the alarm against nonprofit groups that spend a lot of money in Missouri politics, but don't disclose their donors.
And to me, if you're not willing to take a stand against secrecy and corruption in government, even if it means criticizing members of your own party, you should not be seeking the job of state auditor.
Galloway has a commanding financial advantage over McDowell in the final stretch of the campaign. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A Republican attorney from Jefferson City is seeking to oust state auditor Nicole Galloway. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on Sandra McDowell's appearance on the Politically Speaking podcast.
McDowell emerged as the winner of the GOP primary to take on Auditor Nicole Galloway. If she's elected on November 6th, McDowell is promising to work with legislators on the budget and be more aggressive in implementing recommendations and audits. McDowell would also want staff to travel less when they're auditing governmental entities.
And if you cut that out, then that's going to cut your hotel expenses, your travel costs, and they can actually conduct more than one audit while they're out at a place and just make it more efficient.
Galloway holds a substantial financial advantage over McDowell. The last campaign finance report shows that Galloway has nearly $1.3 million in the bank compared to about $26,000 for McDowell. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Voters in Missouri who do not have a photo ID will not have to sign a sworn statement to cast a ballot in November. Cole County Judge Richard Callahan made it clear yesterday that local election workers cannot enforce a core requirement in the new voter ID law in advance of the U.S. Senate election on November 6th. Missouri's voter ID law required those without identification to sign a statement saying they did not possess a proper form of ID to vote. Callahan called that misleading and threw out the statement. I'm Madison Lawson, KBIA News, Columbia.